producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I
when Doug Steffen talks, E.F. Hutton listens.
We put off.
Is that true?
They told me that.
Did they tell you that? Good.
They did.
Right. That's the rumor.
Yeah, Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program.
He didn't want to write any checks.
And of everything. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's in Washington at our main studios, the Radio America Network, is the originator of this program, carried on lots of different radio networks and stations and downloading apps, you name it, we're there. Open your window. I'll be hollering at you when you open it. Hello! Speaking of hollering or talking, let's sort of ratchet it down a little bit and talk about your friends. How many of your friends, Jennifer, have not seen Making a Murderer?
I think almost, I would say a few, many of them.
Really?
Although my friend Courtney in at CRN loved this.
Really?
And thinks that this guy is innocent.
Well, we're talking about Stephen Avery and his nephew Brendan Dassey, who were the subject of this movie. And apparently Scott Walker, who is the governor of Wisconsin, was asked to pardon them because it appears Mr. Avery was wrongfully convicted for sexual assault, was in the slammer for 18 years, and then apparently Mr. Avery and Mr. Dassey were convicted of murder in a different case. They were sent to prison again. There were questions over under the circumstances. The movie Making a Murderer brings up a lot of questions about whether they were wrongly convicted, and the show is on Netflix.
How are you wrongly convicted of two separate murders?
And he had spent 20 years in prison. He actually didn't kill the first person. It was attempted murder.
Well, so they're trying to say that the time he served for the wrong murder should have been the time that he served for the right murder.
Oh, so he did kill somebody.
He did kill somebody.
No. Well, he was convicted of killing someone. What this show is doing is setting up a scenario saying that the media is the one that made him into the murderer. That's why the name.
The first one or the second one?
The first one was not a murder. The first one was an attempted murder, I think. He went to jail and then he...
18 years.
Yeah, found out that it actually didn't happen or something like that. And so then he gets out and then it gets back in trouble again. And Netflix is saying that the media created this story, created him to be a murderer. That's why he went to jail, is where he's sitting. And this Netflix series points to the fact that his nephew, Brendan, I think,
Brendan Dassey
is the one who actually committed the crime.
Right.
Now, what's happening here is that Courtney, like I said, has watched, she's six episodes into this, my friend Courtney.
Yeah.
And she is like, Jen, you have to watch this. This is crazy. This guy is totally innocent. Everything points to the nephew. I haven't watched it. I promised her that I would.
He looks pretty rough, this guy.
He looks pretty rough.
Pretty rough.
I mean, look, these guys are definitely rough. It's probably
they belong in Oregon
family.
At the... I'm not saying that
because I think some of those Oregon people are have valid points. But
I do too. I'm just saying they look like that.
I think the idea here is that Netflix chose to take away like nine pieces of evidence from putting it into
their selective in how they wrote the script. Yes.
But and when I brought that up to Courtney, she goes, "No, you're wrong. It's all there. You need to watch it." So here's what I would say. I'd say I think Netflix is creating a sensation here, and this guy probably did do it. But in fairness to my very smart and awesome friend Courtney, I will watch the TV show and see what happens.
Really?
You won't watch.
Yeah, I will.
Speaking of crooks,
you're right. But I'll get there.
Is Mike Rowe a bank robber?
Puking.
He is. Dun dun dun. The pictures prove he's guilty. After all, The robber had a hat on just like his, a jacket just like his.
And a very strong resemblance to him. Mike right. Rowe of Somebody's Got to Do It and Dirty Jobs.
Right.
Ford commercials galore. Medford, Oregon, and knocked off a bank.
Yep, let's hear it for him. Where's the money?
It walks like a Mike Rowe and talks like a Mike Rowe. It must be a Mike Rowe.
So they say that the culprit was somewhere from 5'6 to 5'8 and had a medium build. And Mike Rowe went on his Facebook page and says, for what it's worth, I was in Kansas on Monday and can prove it if need be.
Really?
He's having a lot of fun with this post. And
wow.
So are the Medford police. They're like, a warrant has been put out for Mike Rowe's arrest. Just kidding. Uh-huh. We're actually looking for the real culprit. Rowe
really?
Says, he says, true, I'm often attired in a sweatshirt and a ball cap, and yes, I do share a certain resemblance to the culprit, and I've also been spotted in Medford on more than one occasion.
Really?
However, I am not 5'6 to 5'8 tall with a medium build. The last time I was 5'6, I was in the sixth grade, and the small to medium build ship sailed a long time ago. He says, I do want to offer an alternative possibility to what this is. He says, I think it is a thief, a clever thief, wearing a Mike Rowe mask.
Really?
Crazy as it sounds, these masks exist.
Yep.
I don't know where people get them, but I was at a Halloween party a few years ago, and a woman walked up to me wearing my face.
There
That's
you go.
Funny.
There we go.
I love this guy.
Visible guy.
He is so great.
All right, so Mike Rowe will not go to jail. Perhaps the other guy will
he
not
get
out.
He should be president.
Yeah, that's right. We should, yeah. Well, we could probably
do
worse.
In different circumstances.
Yeah, have you ever read or heard his takes on just
politics in general?
Work, minimum wage.
No.
Doug, you would love
so
him.
Smart. Really?
You would love him.
Right.
He's so grounded. Oh, yeah.
Good. All right, in a moment, words women should avoid when writing an email at work. The Powerball. Let's suck it. The Powerball jackpot on Saturday looks like it could be somewhere between $700 million and perhaps even $1 billion.
Time to play.
There's no winner. So the poll today, what's the most you've ever won from the Powerball or other lotteries? That's the A, over 1,000, B, between 500 and 1,000, C, between 105. Let's see, D, between 50 and 100. Less than 50 is E. I haven't won anything yet. There's my answer to the question.
Less than 50.
You?
Yeah.
Jen, you ever win?
Not the real lottery. No. I think. Oh, maybe I won a dollar once.
Really? All right. If you win the Powerball, question at DougStephan.com yesterday, who would you give the money to? Let's see, 46% said either coworkers, friends, or family. 36% said family. 14% said nobody. Three of you greedy son of a bee. 3% said friends, 1% said coworkers. See, I'm in the 1 percentile because I'll share it when I win with Richie and Jennifer and the rest of the people on the staff of the Good Day program, where it's 14 past the hour.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent Group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com.
CR ad in Eating Well magazine.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, here we are. It's 16:17, actually, after the hour. If you're struggling to get that all-important promotion, Jennifer...
Yes?
...and fail to get the respect you deserve from your father at work...
It happens.
...could be down to a couple of phrases you're using on your email. So we have published the words you ought to avoid. Now, I don't know whether this is a sexist thing or not. Appears to be. I don't see anything in here that men, well, words I mean, women, men should avoid.
Women have a unique set of issues, a different set of problems in the workplace. I think men and women have different sets of problems to deal with, and one of them is that we like to over-apologize. Men don't typically over-apologize. It's very rare that you have a guy who's sorrying it up all the time.
Right.
Women, on the other hand, use words sorry not only in writing, but in speaking. I mean, I do it too. I'm sorry. You know, because you're empathetic to people, I think maybe more so than men, and so words like sorry make you seem
right.
Weak. According to this new yeah. survey, there's a new Google Chrome plugin that you can actually install on your computer, and it will underline words
really?
That undermine your message. It takes
wow.
3 seconds to download, and then
for
every
women?
Email that you write, well, for anybody who wants it, every email that you write is reviewed for trigger words. So some of those are sorry, some are just because they think maybe that sabotages you.
Mm-hmm.
Others are does that make sense?
Yeah.
Big one for me.
Yeah.
Actually, another one, I'm no expert. That put together in a group would get underlined. So this plugin that you can get through through Gmail works kind of like spell check, and instead of looking for misspelled words, it looks at words that are not decisive and that could make you look weak in the workplace.
All right, so we have that list at DougStefan.com, do we not, from today's show. Why are you chuckling?
I'd love to get something like this for you.
For me?
Like it highlights when you send emails in all caps.
Yeah. Right.
Or
you know why I'm
his
sending
emails
them in all caps.
His emails aren't long enough to actually even do this. His emails are like, no, yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Run on sentences with no punctuation.
Nah, okay. You know. Yeah. I'm an English teacher. That's it. So, I was thinking when I was looking at this, Meredith gave me a keypad to abbreviations, and how much time it would say. There's a Christmas gift. It was last year's Christmas, one of them last year. And I was thinking about what I was doing on Christmas Day and how quiet it was. This year, I was with Meredith in the morning. Got
come to my house.
Came back. The interesting thing, Richie, somebody has just calibrated the use of cell phones on Christmas. And apparently, Christmas was the lowest use of cell phones of any day of the last year.
Sure, because you're with everybody that you usually call or text.
Isn't that interesting, huh?
Although you do a lot of texting on Christmas with greetings,
pictures
I've
and
noticed.
Stuff, right?
A Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
People that
sure,
aren't with you, you might
stuff.
Text.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. And is it just because of that, Richie? Is it that simple an explanation? Because families are all together, and that's you're with the people you care about,
yeah,
so you're not going to share that much with them.
A little bit that, but then it's also that you want to pay attention to who you're with that day because you don't get to see them as much.
Busy, from opening gifts to cooking and all that stuff. When do you have time?
Talking, football,
I never thought about that. I was on a plane that's ready to be mine. Carney One, what'd you say?
That's what we're here for.
Thank you. You are here. It's Jennifer and Rich here on Good Day at 21 After. Shuns a river on a green Christmas tree.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The Hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. From our Video of the Day file, because in this portion of every hour we try to have a musical fun bent. Not that the rest of the program isn't fun, but sometimes I don't have to work at it, neither does Jennifer Rich.
We're supposed to be working at this?
I know. Erase that last phrase from the tape, please. Our video of the day today is from American Idol. This is a clip you ought to check out. It was from this week's visit. Kanye West showed up to audition for the final season. So we'll listen to some of the audio, but you really got to see it.
My name is Kanye. I'm from the south side of Chicago.
Right on. What do you do there, Kanye?
Originally a producer. I always wanted to rap, and nobody really believed in me.
I hope that works out, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck with all that.
Yeah.
So are you nervous?
I am. I'm not nervous, because I do really believe in him.
Yeah, that's Ryan talking about advice with Kim Kardashian.
I didn't give any advice on singing.
Yeah. She's in the audience?
I just, you know.
She's outside the audition room.
Believe in him.
I could go either way.
What are you going to do for us today?
I just wanted to do something original. Uh-huh. It has one of the judges' names in it, so.
Okay, let's see.
All right. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars, girls, you gotta fly, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they bad to show fit. Okay, well, get your kids. But then they got their friends. I pulled up in that Benz. They all got it in. We all went to dance. Then I had to pay.
That's a good bit.
With this girl.
All right, what's wrong with that? That's a good bit.
You know why?
Yeah, you know what? Not my favorite guy, but I think it's a good... People love that sort of thing.
I can't stand him, but you know what he's doing here?
Yeah.
He's smiling.
Is he?
He's laughing, and he's having a good time.
Yeah.
And I've never seen him
do that.
I can't remember. I mean, he's like jumping around, acting silly after they give him the ticket. Mm-hmm. And
he has a personality.
Yeah, it humanizes him.
Yeah. Good.
That's so
good.
Even though I didn't
Ryan
like
Ryan played along nicely.
All played along. It showed me another side
they
of him.
They should do that every week with a star. Maybe it'll get him some ratings. They'll get him some ratings this year. Although there'll be plenty of ratings because Simon's back.
He'll be fine, yeah.
Paul is there and Randy.
He'll get big ratings again.
Yeah. Okay, boys to men in the news today, Jen Jen.
Yep.
This is a group, for those of you who don't remember, 1990 big R&B and pop hit after hit after hit. They have joined the cast of Grease Live. This is going to be on Fox. I think we've been talking about this the last weekend of January, I believe.
Right, Julianne Hough stars in this.
Yeah. And she's quite popular, right? Vanessa Hudgens, and she's pretty popular.
Yep.
Yeah, right? David Del Rio, I don't know much about him, but this looks like it could be a pretty good show. So why would they want to have boys to men in this? What are they going to add to this, do you see?
I don't know how they're going to use them, but I would think that they would probably be, I mean, their musical talent is incredible.
Yeah, they're good.
Men,
yep.
Really, really good. So, you know, with Grease, I mean, there's a lot of places that you could use them. You could use them in the John Travolta's crew kind of place. You could use them for music, you know, just additions to music. I mean, I'll be interested to see what they do, but I think it's a good choice because Boyz II Men, their sound will be perfect for that doo-wop-y kind of feel.
They got Carly Rae Jepsen. They got all kinds of young, very popular stars.
So where are most of these people? I understand Julianne Hough, how she's been around. Where are the rest of these people? Vanessa Hudgens, but who do the rest of these people all come from where?
There's some Disney stars in here.
Yeah.
There's some singers in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other people that I don't recognize, but, I mean, they've got a lot of very well-known artists in this.
All right.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez is in this, too?
Yeah. He's playing Vince Fontaine. Remember the guy?
Really?
The dance show?
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's okay. That works. 28 past the hour on today's Doug Stephan, STEPHAN Good Day program. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Stephan at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call a place for mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
United States government says seniors are not entitled to Social Security. Do you know that?
Really?
Yep.
In what circumstance?
Most people see Social Security as a contract between me, you, and the government. We pay into the system all through our working lives. You pay money in, and they give it back to you later on. I don't know why you couldn't do it better on your own, but most people don't. So, under the circumstance, during the FDR administration, a law was created. And so, most of us believe that there is a rule, there is a law, that says we, when we put the money in, we're going to get it back. But apparently, that's not true. You got to pay your Social Security taxes. Everybody, look at your stub. Richie always says this, and he's right. Look at your stub, see what you pay in taxes. You have no choice to pay Social Security, Medicare, and regular taxation. Did you know the government is not under the same contract? They do not have the same rigidity. In fact, according to a ruling of the Supreme Court, the federal government is under no obligation to pay you at all. The president knows it. Congress knows it. As a matter of fact, I think the president was a constitutional scholar, was he not?
He was.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little-known legal precedent to dismantle the Social Security program. And apparently, starting this year, there will be 3 years' worth of Social Security benefits taken from 32 million Americans because the age of retirement is going to be changed from where it is now. I think, I'm trying to remember how this worked. At 65, you could get some benefits. At 66, you were supposed to get, when I went into it, get most of them, but it changed to 67. And now apparently they're going to add one more year to it, so it'll be 68 before you can get full benefits. Because there are so many baby boomers from my age at the top end to Richie's age on the lower end, there's no money. So they're trying to figure out how to do it, and they have figured through their constitutional acumen that this is a loophole that you can expect to see put into force. So before this guy gets out of office, this, now, I don't know whether this is political or not, because a lot of people look at Obama and anything that's wrong is his fault. And I don't know that you have to be, you, but even being selective, you can find
look at El Nino.
Plenty of things that are his fault. Right. But, you know, under the circumstances, the reason I bring this up is because, and you may have heard me say this before in a different flavor, but we have the Social Security Trust Fund, we have the Airport Trust Fund, we have the Highway Trust Fund. All three of them were set up using different monies, not regular taxes, Social Security taxes. The Highway Trust Fund is paid for out of taxes that you pay on gasoline. Whatever, you know, there's federal tax, 14 cents a gallon, and there are state taxes, some of them more than others, like California's state tax, like 43 cents or something. Some states as little as 12 or 13 cents a gallon. But that's the whatever you're paying for gasoline, the actual cost, because I have a farm and I don't have to pay road taxes because the farm vehicle is on the road. So I lose that. So I'll normally pay for gasoline in Massachusetts, 37, 38 cents, as much as 43 cents, or 41, I think, less than what you buy it at the pump for. So now, and the same in California, it's more. California, it's like...
We have so many extra taxes.
Right, exactly.
Of what we pay. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So the cost of gasoline actually is the same, pretty much the same everywhere. It's about, the real cost of gasoline is about $1.54 at the moment. That's what they're selling the gasoline for at retail. Wholesale, it's about $1.24. Mm-hmm. And what it costs them to produce is about 40, it costs them about 40 cents a gallon to produce gasoline. Just so you understand what the margins are in all of this. So the cost of taxes, road taxes for the most part, is, depending on the state you're in, almost 25% of what you pay for the gasoline. And then, you know, other things, as Jennifer said, in states like California, and California is actually the worst, but the West Coast, Oregon is expensive, and Washington State is expensive. So they, because they add on a lot of dough, and that's why it costs you as much as it does. So anyway, the road trust fund, highway trust fund, empty. Now the same thing is true when you buy an airplane ticket. Look at the ticket. It tells you what the fare is.
Fees, yep.
And then it tells you what
the phone bill.
Yeah, same as a phone bill. Exactly.
I would love to go through, and I'm looking on the internet right now, and see from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night.
How much you're taxed.
How much you are taxed throughout the course of that day.
Yeah, that's a good
one. From the time you go buy breakfast, get gas, lunch, you stop at the store for whatever it is. I mean, you know, you probably pay the average person, what, $5 to $20 a day just in taxes? And that's before you pay any bills, the mortgage, whatever it is. Get your paycheck. Well, it's ridiculous.
Right, it is, but it's what's going on. So I tell you the Social Security story just so you know and can understand and realize that all of these trust funds are completely empty, all wiped out. That's why the president and Congress have voted to, they took money out of the federal budget to improve the roadways and the highways because there's nothing left in the Highway Trust Fund. Normally, that's supposed to be like the Airport Trust Fund. It's supposed to improve the runways of the airports, infrastructure, air traffic control, all that stuff. But there's no money there. How do they do it? That's why our air traffic control system is about 14 or 15 years behind what they use in Europe and many other places in the world.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
How's that? Yeah, right.
Or you expect it to be good. No, not so much.
No. And then under the circumstances, we have more planes in the sky over our country than they do anywhere else. Europe's the second, but we have so many planes in the sky at any one moment. Thousands and thousands of planes flying up and down, sideways, crisscrossing the country. And if the most important thing to know isn't what's going on from the ground, but it's what's going on in the cockpit. Because all the planes now have these devices in them that warn, and it's, I think it goes out 5 miles, if I'm not mistaken. So if there's a plane that's 5 miles away from you, above you, below you, beside you on either side, then there's a warning that goes off in the cockpit. And many times, that's the only way, until they get within range of the airport, a lot of times, that's the only way they're going to know if there's somebody around you. Even if air traffic control, they go to the air traffic controllers to get, if the ride's bumpy, they find out from air traffic control what the pilot in front of them, 5 miles away, says about the air, and if it's rough, they go up or down to try to get out of it. But there, you'd think there's some science to this. There really isn't. And if you ever fly, that's one of the reasons I like to fly in United. I don't much. But you listen on Channel 9 to the air traffic controllers talking back and forth with the pilots, and then you realize how much of this really is done by the pilots and the discretion. They have to file a flight plan, and they got to stick to it, unless they get some variance from air traffic control. But by the same token, when it comes to being up there, you're up there. The air traffic control, they're not controlling the plane. They're just trying to keep the planes from bumping into each other.
Right.
That's all they're doing.
Track, sort of.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, but because they weren't so good at that for a while, and we had a lot of mid-air collisions, that's why Boeing, or actually Raytheon, developed this new radar technology that's used in every plane now, and it's been retrofitted even into small little private planes, so that you know what there is that's around you. So, look out the window, and there's a plane coming at you at 600 miles an hour, and do you realize that the time for response, I remember reading this once, time for response, when you see a plane coming at you, is, till it gets to you, is 4 seconds. You got 4 seconds to get out of the way of a plane that's coming at you. You're going 600 miles an hour. That plane's going 600 miles an hour. By the time you see it, because normally it's, even go to an airport and watch the takeoffs and see how quickly the planes fade into the sky.
I live near Dulles Airport in Virginia.
Yeah.
And it's wild to watch them manage all of this incoming and outgoing traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always... Always. Outside of D.C. There's always...
No, but what do you see there? I mean, like, how do you...
You see them stacked. So the planes coming in for approach are up high and they're circling.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go down a layer and down a layer and down a layer. And you always see 3 to 4 levels of planes. And then at the airport, you can see them coming in 2 by 2.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come in 2 at a time, go out 2 at a time.
Yeah, most of the airports have 2 runways in each direction.
Constant.
Yep.
Constant. There's always planes in the air.
Yeah, you can see that at LAX. Right. One of the things that's cool about LAX is you can see so far out. You can see the lights way, way out. And not always can you do that at an airport. For example, when you go into, the best example may be right there in Washington with National Airport. The planes come down the Potomac. You don't see them until they're practically on top of the airport. Same thing at LaGuardia. Well, you can see out in LaGuardia because they're sort of further out in the ocean. But when they're coming down the Potomac, you don't see the planes until they're almost there. And they bank going in, so they're only a couple of thousand feet off of the runway.
And one of the shortest runways in the country.
Yeah.
You hit that runway and it's like, lock them up,
bang. Well, that's because they've made that approach because of all the national building, the government buildings. They don't want the planes flying over any of those buildings.
Right.
So, but it's the reason I got into this because I thought it would be instructive for you to know what's going on with all that dough. 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 47 past the hour. Wow.
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 What did he say? Wow.
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 All right, time to go home.
Yeah, I'm done. This game's no fun anymore.
There is a story at DougSteffens.com about how researchers have created a smartphone-powered 3D printer
wow.
that costs $100.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
The 90s called and said, whoa.
Whoa. All right, so this is developed in Taiwan. And I think when you get right down to it, the Asians are pretty smart when it comes to this stuff.
Yes.
You think? Okay.
No, yeah, if you say so.
Why, is that a racist comment?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, I know.
I stand by because the races, they are.
No, racist, this is, you're generalizing.
Well,
and I think pretty dumb Asians.
Many, okay. Okay, let me rephrase this. Many of the intelligent finds and research that go into the technology we enjoy today has been perfected or discovered by Asians.
Discovered by Americans. Perfected and miniaturized by Asians.
Okay, yeah. Because
and mass produced.
The 3D printer is an American invention.
Yeah, China tries to steal Apple's inventions every single day of the year.
Right, yeah. So now they've taken this, the idea of a 3D printer, and they've hooked it up to a smartphone. Do you know... I gave, we had here, last Christmas, we bought one of those printers that we were giving away, the HP things that you put the smartphone in and it makes the picture that's on the smartphone screen, the printer and the paper and all that.
You print directly from your phone pictures.
Right. Okay. So this is the same sort of a device, except it's powered, you put a picture of what you want to create on the smartphone, you stick it on the printer, which is much like this thing that I'm talking about that makes the pictures, and it comes out with whatever you're looking for. The best story I saw along this line was I think last week or earlier this week, the dog that had limbs that were created by a 3D printer. Did you see that?
That's cool.
Did you? You didn't see that story? No. Stephen.com.
No, I didn't see that.
There's a 3D printer processing that created what almost looks like wheels. They're plastic wheels that are strapped on, that are, they're on an arm, and you strap the arm onto the dog that has lost its limb, and the dog can push himself around on these limbs that are basically wheels. And so that's the kind of stuff that comes out of these 3D printers. So anyway, this particular printer, the prototype version has been being worked on, perfected the last year, and they're ready to start selling them sometime this year. There'll be a custom app that'll make it easy for you to load the...
Imagine that. In 10 years, we'll be able to go, you know what I want?
I want a new car.
I want a new car. Yeah.
Print it out.
Right there.
Magic.
Sharing. Print me out a pizza.
Yeah. Just amazing stuff. All right. Reality is confronted here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All righty, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. The focus on the colossal consumer electronics show, which is underway in Las Vegas, and reporter Holland Cook brings us some information on the revolution, the technology revolution in healthcare, up next here on Good Day.
Doctors spend lots of time seeing patients who don't require medical care. Scheduled checkups only offer a snapshot of how you are that day. But collecting data on an ongoing basis can alert you and your doc to warning signs of more serious problems long before your next annual physical. As a result, doctors will see patients less and know more about them. Because unlike patients, data doesn't fib. Aging Trekkies can now tote Qualcomm's Tricorder, which, like the Star Trek walkie-talkie it's named for, is handheld and can diagnose more than a dozen health conditions, from anemia and allergies to tuberculosis and strep throat, and it monitors vital signs, including temperature, respiratory rate, and blood pressure. Or breathometer, a device that looks like a breathalyzer police use and can detect asthma and diabetes. diabetes, even early stage lung cancer. Need to talk to a doc? There's an app for that. First Opinion app gives you instant contact with a doctor. You can swap texts, send photos, and this kind of access is being called telehealth. 3D printers are already creating bone replacements and organ implants. Tech Insider predicts that the first transplant of a 3D printed liver will occur by 2024. From SurvivalSpeech.com, I'm Holland Cook at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas for Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, so NBC has a new ad-free streaming comedy service debuting today. At the launch, the subscription channel called CISO, S-E-E-S-O, will be available on CISO.com on Android and iOS. I suppose that means that you can get it on
That's the Apple operating system.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. $3.99 a month. NBC is hoping that CISO will help it better reach millennials who are increasingly streaming content to their phones and computers. In addition to providing ad-free clips and next-day reruns of the late-night programming on NBC, the service will let users stream episodes from other shows in the network's library, like 30 Rock and The Office and Saved by the Bell. All right, so, Kara, you're our resident millennial. Are you going to sign up for the NBC CISO app so you can watch television when you want to watch television?
She says no.
Oh, I'm guessing Kara would say no, and here's why. Because these guys, that you'd want to use a service like Netflix or Hulu where you can actually see all kinds of program, because it's about the content now. It's not about the network. It used to be the people, when there was just ABC, NBC, CBS, you would kind of become favorable to one network. Mm-hmm. But now it's all about content. So if I'm going to pay $3 to NBC and $3 to ABC and $3 to CBS, why don't I just get cable? Or why don't I just spend $8 and get Netflix and then just watch everything?
Well, they're so stupid, because this is like a comedy channel, except that that name's taken. Yeah. And they've got all the Monty Python episodes and all these old comedy movies and comedy shows, but they're not plugging that. They're just plugging their own
stuff.
Material.
Their own content.
Yeah, right.
So you think it's just NBC.
And it's not. Right. Barriers to self-driving cars falling here, there, and everywhere. It's reasonable to expect cars to take over more driving tasks from humans on the way to full automation 5 years from now, according to some of the folks that are visiting CES. 5 years from now, we'll see self-driving cars.
Wow.
I don't want to.
It'll start with Lyft, too.
Yeah. Ford announced at the CES that it's working with Amazon and the Internet of Things. The platform there is Wink, toward granting Ford owners unprecedented access to their connected home devices in their car.
We can turn the lights on.
Everything
before you
is
going to
be. Oh, man.
All right.
Looks like we're at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.